At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas Theater Center's director of new play development has been fired for what it calls inappropriate behavior. The center has not disclosed details of the allegations against Lee Troll. There's also no word on who will take over Troll's scheduled duties for the rest of the season. News of Troll's firing comes as the Dallas Theater Center and 10 other area theaters are sponsoring a town hall meeting next week to address sexual harassment and misconduct in the local theater community. Well, nearly a month after the deadly church shooting in Sutherland Springs, church leaders from around the country today will meet in Plano for a security conference. The sold-out event at Prestonwood Baptist Church will include sessions on developing a security plan and how to assemble a safety or security team. A state law that went into effect in September permits houses of worship to have armed volunteer security. Across the country, more public schools are opening single-sex schools. The Dallas School District opened its newest all-boys campus last year, turning Fred Florence Middle School into the Young Men's Leadership Academy. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, Bill Zeebel visited the Pleasant Grove campus in southern Dallas.
So your tripod, it can be used for cooking?
Gym class every Thursday at the Young Men's Leadership Academy is unusual. The Boy Scouts take over, teaching the students camping skills. Something else sets this school apart. It's the district's first all-boys school that's not a magnet campus.
This school is the only comprehensive neighborhood school where the children don't have to take a test to get in. If you live in this feeder pattern, you go to this school.
Kevin Melanson is the coordinator at this Young Men's Leadership Academy at Fred Florence Middle School. 900 boys attend. The district's only other boys' school is the Barack Obama Academy. That school has an entrance exam.
The district has a huge push for school choice, and they wanted to try as many different formats as they possibly could. So for this format, we visited a lot of single-gender schools all around the country. We talked to a lot of parents and business and community stakeholders, and this was the model that they thought could be successful in this area.
Melanson says so far, so good. The middle school met state standards before the switch and did so after. Still, test scores here are way below the state average. 12-year-old sixth grader Andreas Duvall says he's fine with the all-boys school.
It did not bother me because, like, all of my friends from last year, they came to this school. It didn't bother me because I had lots of friends to protect me.
Andreas had heard about older bullies in middle school, but he hasn't met any. Sixth grader Aiden Roberts also made the adjustment.
I was going to be a little nervous at first because I'm not used to only boys in my class.
Aiden's nerves calmed down. He likes the school and is even learning guitar in class. His parents, Justin Roberts and Cherise Rhodes, made the adjustment as well.
If there was any big issue, we probably would have switched schools, but he settled in pretty nicely and seems to like it there.
Initially, I would honestly say that I was thumbs down because I grew up in a boy-girl school. So right now, we're playing it by ear, and it seems pretty good. So far, he likes it. That's what I'm going for. If he's learning, I'm okay with it.
School officials made this change hoping, in part, the absence of girls might improve education for the boys. Again, Kevin Melanson.
I think some of them also find comfort in the fact that there are no young ladies in the room to be embarrassed in front of. A lot of the distractions that you have are taken away.
There are two girls' neighborhood schools in the Dallas district. A third school is a magnet campus with entrance requirements. Assistant Professor Amber Simpson at Binghamton University in New York has studied middle school students in all boys and all girls science classes. She says girls tend to do better in class without boys, but she's talked with boys in all-boy classes, and they tell her they prefer having girls in class.
Because they felt that girls gave them more of a competition, there seemed to be a competitive atmosphere that they were always competing against each other. And so two of the three actually preferred co-educational just because that context of there's more competition.
Simpson says after decades of study, it remains hard to determine whether single-sex classes improve academics.
It really comes down to all these external factors, such as like teacher-student relationships, your experiences with your family. So I think it's really hard to really pinpoint that it being in a room or in a school with all one sex is going to make such a huge impact.
Other education experts say there are good single-sex and co-ed schools, and students can thrive in both. 12-year-old Noel Pena seems ready for whatever comes his way at this all-boys school. He's inspired to follow in his dad's footsteps. His dad's a construction worker, but Noel wants something a little different.
The subject I want to pursue is either math or reading, because math, mostly because it's going to help me more pursue my dream of an architect.
Noel's also on the school's debate team, and he likes it, so he's considering another career option, President of the United States.
If president don't work out, I got a backup plan. If architect don't work out, I got president. It's always better to have a backup plan if something doesn't work out.
Kevin Melançon, the school's coordinator, says kids have asked him if this school will stay an all-boys school, and he says yes. In fact, he's convinced that when these boys finish middle school, the district will need to create an all-boys high school for them. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
When Hurricane Harvey slammed into the Texas Gulf Coast, several thousand evacuees came to North Texas. Just over 3 months later, more than 100 of those families have decided to stay. Tonight on All Things Considered, we're launching a new series, One Crisis Away After the Flood, chronicles the journeys of these families, beginning with single mom Brandy Foster from Port Arthur.
The water did rise and came in and it wouldn't stop. We couldn't even leave by a car or nothing. We had to be actually rescued out.
Foster and her two children resettled in Fort Worth. One Crisis Away After the Flood begins this evening at 6:20. In the forecast, we've got a slight chance of rain this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, a high near 54. 30% chance of rain tonight with a low around 40. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a high near 51. It's 50 degrees now in Dallas, 48 in Fort Worth,